the book Romans, part 2. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the Bible which was translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam, which is the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you will find in your life. It's no use me giving you a Hebrew Bible or a Greek Bible and you can't read it, because if I give you an English Bible and it has the Hebrew name in where you can read it and understand it so easily. It is so easily. I have a couple of copies available. Should you require any, you can contact me to get a price and the availability. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number. Excuse me. You can contact me. The code is plus 27 and the number 72 36 7124. If it's in South Africa, it will be 0722 367 124. I'm just putting the zero back there because the number for the South Africans is 0722 367. Or just at my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here, if this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so welcome. Please go to part 1, start at part 1 of the study, because you've missed out on yesterday's morning's study. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications. Send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure your kids have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Root movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yom movement. We are not affiliated to any church, denomination or organization, Protestant or Catholics, or even the Jehovah Witness or Seventh-day Adventists. We function as an end-time Bible study group throughout the world. We are mainly using this ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam in 1860. Just to know that this is not the 1902 corrupted emphasis Bible which is available in the bookstores. According to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yaffa. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. I trust that this study today will be a blessing to you in the name of Yahushua. We will now continue where we left off yesterday. Book Romans chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 2. Now it says, I just want you to remember the necessity of a capital letter in a scripture. In this scriptures we're going to deal with, here in verse 2, we will find one or two places where, when it refers to Yaffa, Yahushua, or the Ruach HaKodesh, it is small letters. Small letters has a less value on the letter, which is the alphabetical value. So that's why when you say Mr., the M will be a capital letter in the R a small letter. And so my name, if you say Hannes, H, K, capital letter, or I address you as Peter, P capital. You understand it? That's how easy it is. But in the 67 King James Bible, so many times, they just changed the letters, the capital letters, to small letters, giving it a different meaning and making it very difficult for ordinary people to read the Bible, because they can't distinguish between who's speaking to who. So what I'm doing, I am giving you the information of a small letter to a capital letter. You take a pen, you change it in your Bible. And most of the time I will give you the name that goes behind it. And you can write in your Bible. Above the letter you can write the name I'm giving you. Romans 1 verse 2. Which he, that he, look at your 1611 King James Bible. Or if you have a Restoration Bible, he is a small letter. Capital letter, make it a capital letter. That is Yaffa, which he had promised afore by his, capital H, his Old Testamental, look at my fingers, Old Testamental prophets. Prophets must be a capital P. It is the prophets which Yaffa has used through the ages. So, in the holy, that holy, surely, holy scriptures, small letter. I will change that to a capital H. So what do we find? We find that the calling of Apostle Paul on the road of Damascus in Romans 1 verse 1, which we dealt with yesterday morning, was foretold by the prophets of afar. Not just any prophets, Yaffa Almighty's prophets. Like Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and all the others of the Old Testament in the Holy Scriptures. They spoke about this person that will be called, which were not Yahushua, to take the message of salvation to the Gentiles. In that time, Israel themselves was still functioning under 613 laws, which never brought life, it brought death. And for those that have done the study on the book of Hebrews, will remember that Hebrews 7 verse 18 says, it is being made none and void because of the unprofitableness. Hallelujah. I can remember the first time that I used the name unprofitableness, how my tongue is knotted. Because English is not my first language, it's my second language. On the end of the day, and now as we continue with the book Romans, we will find our certain scriptures and parts of the book of Hebrews fits into this book of Romans. It is so very, very important. And you will find sometimes we will speak about something in the book of Romans, and I will take you to a confirmation scripture, maybe leading us away from the text that we are currently busy with, but bringing us back bringing us back to the original text or scripture that we were busy with. He says in verse 2, which he, capital H, has promised after his, capital H, Jehovah, Old Testament prophets, capital H, in the Holy Scriptures, capital H. So, where does the small letters comes from? And that's why I don't fancy any Bible reviewing. Every time a Bible is reviewed, it changes the meaning and the contents and the context of the original scripture. And they change this. I was told by Dr. Gerry Christener, who is the CEO, or he was the CEO of the South African Bible Society. And he told me they bring, every 30 years they bring a new translation in all the languages. Why? Because the way it's been written for the previous generation, it is not it's not functional anymore. It is not relevant for the time that we are living in, and for our children now, and grandchildren, and grandchildren. You know what is wonderful is that the grace of Yahushua has never changed. The way to come to repentance has never changed. I must acknowledge that I'm a sinner and that I need the grace of Yahushua, His redemption blood. That's the only way that I as a sinner can be saved. I can pray any prayer after you, and I can say anything, it doesn't mean anything. I need to come to repentance. Excuse me. Sorry, it's late night, and it starts getting winter in Pretoria, in South Africa, and we can't put on too much clothes, and we get hot. But we work through it. You know what happens is totally human. So what do we have? We have the revelation word of Yahweh, our Elohim. Through different generations, Yahweh spoke in different ways to people. But the basics and the basis of the scripture, the foundation has never changed. Yahushua is the foundation of our faith. The word says he's the foundation. We are anchored in the rock of all ages. He that has taken our sins upon himself. The Bible says he never sinned, he knew not sin. But because he died on a wooden cross, a Roman cross, he became sin. Why? He bore my sins and my transgressions, my sickness and everything. He bore. He became sin. In order for us today, even in 2026, to be able to be saved by his resurrection power and by his blood. He saved us by his blood, giving us a new covenant. And we studied about the covenants in Hebrew, then in Hebrew 7, a covenant of grace. And I always say, grace has a name, and his name is Yahushua. And without that name, without that blood, you can't be saved. Yes, if you believe in Jesus, not knowing, like we all did, we did the best we could in what we had. We didn't make the reviews in the Bible and the changes. So we can never be kept responsible for it, is what I always say. So we are innocents towards that part. But when we come to the knowledge of the word, then we can't claim innocence anymore. We need to proclaim the gospel of salvation in the revelation name, the moment that we see the light. We need to preach the gospel of salvation in the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. And the blood, the resurrection blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. What a privilege that we today in 2026 can function in this very same grace that the apostles functioned in more than 2,000 years ago, when Yahushua was walking the earth, when he was preaching a gospel totally, totally opposite to what the 613 laws of Moses said. He brought us a new gospel. What did Apostle Paul did? He was called to bring this gospel of salvation unto the Gentiles. Because the Gentiles wasn't saved under the 613 laws of Moses. For more than 1,000 years, about 1,070 years, the Gentiles was a lost nation until Yahushua brought the message of salvation also unto the Gentiles. And I'm so glad he did. I'm so glad he did. The time is caught up with us. Don't miss tomorrow morning. There's such relevant word here that we must not miss. Blessings, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.